from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited now to go to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our friend Mr. John Keim, ESPN Commanders Insider, and, of course, host of the John Keim Report. Hello, Johnny. How do you do?
What up, guys? How are you?
What's up, Jay?
A little bit of breaking news in Philly. James Bradberry could be out up to 2 months. How about that? Plenty of our own news here, John. Cut day comes and goes. No waiver claims. They do make a relatively, for this time of year, high-profile addition in wide receiver Noah Brown. I think he helps them. I think he competes for playing time. What do you make of the Brown signing?
A couple things. So I think he fits that identity that they're looking for when you want guys who compete, who play tough and all that. I think he can help you in multiple ways. One, special teams. Two, as a receiver. If nothing else, he's a good blocker. And then we've seen him have some really good games in Houston last year, and then he had a good final year at Dallas. So I think he's shown that he can be a contributor in that as well. So I think if he's not doing a whole lot from scrimmage, he can still help you. And he's a good blocker. So I think he fits the mindset of the kind of guys they want. The question for him is only going to be one thing. Can he stay healthy? That's been the biggest issue for him over the last couple of years, and it's why he's no longer in Houston. But if he does stay healthy, they have somebody who's definitely going to help. And I think, I think there are a lot of guys in that group who you say, this guy can do this, this guy can do that. So they have guys that can do things, but they don't have that strong number two guy that you say, like, you know what you're going to get here. So this just puts another guy in the mix that can do something for them.
Does it put more pressure on Cliff to be able to get the best out of the guys that can do that thing, or one thing here, one thing there? Because if you don't have a legitimate number two, you need to have multiple guys that can be experienced in other different things.
Sure, and I think where, to be honest, where I think it's going to go is almost that number two target's probably Zach Ertz. So I think there's a way to spread it around without relying on the receivers, but we also know, they're going to use some three receiver sets, but yes, I do think it's on Cliff and then Anthony Lynn and Brian Johnson, those guys, to maximize what else they have, especially for Johnson and Cliff and Bobby Engram at the receiver position, finding out this package is great for Zacchaeus. This one is great for Luke McCaffrey. They do different things. So, yeah, I think there's going to be something to that. But the other part is you don't want to become predictable with that either. Like a couple years ago, you'd see Cam Sims and De'Ami Brown come into games like, well, here comes a bunch of runs. You don't want it something like that. So they're going to have to do some other things that can help. or, you know, other packages, whatever. But yeah, I do think it's incumbent on them. But I also will go back to Zach Ertz. I think he's had a really good camp, and I think he can be that number two target for you in addition to McLaurin.
Dude, I think Ertz absolutely is that guy. I think Eckler's going to have a big role too, but
yeah.
Ertz has been fantastic. I think you saw a roster decision based on supporting Zach Ertz, frankly, in keeping Colson Yankoff, because Ertz isn't going to play a single snap of special teams for you.
Right.
And when you're in very clear jumbo hardcore running sets, I don't think he's a big option there. Like, I think they really want to manage him so that he could stay on the field. I mean, 17 games. I asked him, you know, individual goals. He said play 17 games. Do you agree that maybe that's why Yankoff stuck around, at least in addition to the work he put in?
Possibly. I think, but I do think, one, they talked about how much they liked their depth there before. And yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to get rid of Cole Turner, which is now in the practice squad, but then you want that other guy, you're right, to play special teams. And he's a bigger guy who can run a little bit. So those guys are always valuable on those units. And, you know, he did a lot of, like, kick coverage. And then punt coverage as well, or punt protection, punt coverage, whatever. So, you know, yeah, I think he can definitely help you there. And I do think you're right. Like, you want to keep Ertz on that field. And he's told you the same thing too. Like, he did not feel he had to go on IR last year. He didn't feel he was that hurt. I think the Cardinals just did that. But there are going to be questions about the durability when you hit that age. They just always are. And if they can do that, I think he can be very productive. And I think he clearly feels that way. But in watching him this summer, it's like you I don't know how you can come away thinking anything but, because he looked that good. Now we'll see what it looks like against other teams, but even in the joint practices seemed to do pretty well too.
It's going to be fascinating. We also saw, John, the trade of John Ridgeway yesterday. That's a guy that has been a contributor here, has given them some meaningful and some good snaps. What do you make of that decision to kind of roll with Phil Mathis?
I thought Mathis started to do some things the last couple of weeks that maybe we haven't seen enough of lately.
Sure, ever.
And it seemed like, because early in camp, Ridgeway was working ahead of him. And I didn't think you'd keep two of those guys. Like, typically in Dan Quinn's defense, you're not getting a lot of the beefy fellas in the middle, right? You're going to want the Newton types who can penetrate, get to the quarterback, right? So I didn't think they'd keep both. Mathis maybe offered a little bit more penetration, and maybe Ridgeway had more value too on the open market, because there were several teams interested in him. And so I think that's part of it as well. But I thought he did a nice job in that last preseason game especially, but so did Mathis. So, you know, to me it felt like it was pretty close. And if it's pretty close, you're going to get rid of the guy who has maybe a little bit more value on the market.
John, you've been covering this team for a long time, and you've seen all types of things. You've seen people approach. What's different in this approach compared to things you've seen prior?
Is approached by the organization or by whom?
I'm talking about the front office, because all the front offices prior, they baffled me.
Well, I think that's exactly it. I think the difference to me is there's an organized structure and an organized power structure, and you know where it's this guy or that guy, and but you have the GM who's got his setup, and then it's the clearly Quinn is the coach. I think, to me, that is the setup is just different, and it's more conducive to a normal organization to me. And there again, I think there was a blurring of lines, even though it was a coach-centric thing the last several years. I also thought there were times where it was kind of a blurred vision, blurred responsibilities. And in the past, it would be Bruce Allen dipping his toes where he shouldn't, I think that, to me, is the best thing that they've done this offseason, is they've clarified the structure of the organization, and it feels like there's just more. I mean, this is the phrase that we heard at the initial press conference was aligned vision, but I do think there is that. And so I think that, to me, is the dramatic difference from, I mean, I, you know, like we all can tell stories of guys they signed in the past where the coach is like, we don't want this guy. And then Bruce and Dan were like, well, too bad, here he is. And the coach, what are we doing with him? I mean, there were multiple guys like that. Like, and one of the things that they said yesterday that was almost the reverse of what has happened here in the past was, you know, especially mostly in the previous 20 years before the last four, but because I felt like they did, you know, they wasn't quite as much like this last 4 years. They just, they didn't win. They didn't draft well. There were a lot of issues, but yeah. It was the not collecting talent, trying to build a team. That's what they're doing now. Before, I always felt like they, you know, for Dan Snyder, most of his reign, it was about collecting talent, not really knowing how to build a team.
I totally agree with that. And Peter said that specifically, is that, you know, we're focused on building a team. I think of the last 4 years, they drafted poorly, they evaluated poorly. Dan was also pretty non-existent, especially after he got, like, his double secret probation from the league. Like, he was fairly removed. And once this joint was on the market, he was all the way removed, and nobody was spending right. a dollar. You know what I mean?
Right.
London.
There were a lot
right.
of issues that popped up. And there were times he'd still kind of make his presence felt, you know, in some big sure. quarterback trades, perhaps. But yes, by and large, it was better. And that's where it goes back to the setup, where you know, like now, like Adam Peters has a scouting staff. They are in charge of this. The coaches provide their input over here. And you're going to take things into consideration. Before, it just felt like, well, you know, which it just didn't feel like there was the strongest direction and who should be making what decision. And I think now it's different.
So let's talk about the team they've built, because I do think the Dotson trade, kind of the Ridgeway trade, there's been some decision-making that to me is clearly focused on big picture, long-term,
for sure.
and not necessarily going into week one. And in a lot of ways, I think there was so much excitement, and Jaden is an exciting young player, generates a lot of excitement, but I feel like maybe there's been a little bit of a reminder to fans, hey, these guys went 4-13 last year, and while we're going to improve and compete and try to kick ass, this still could be a little lean.
Yeah, for sure. And I think if they had taken, for example, when the new group in Jacksonville took over a few years ago, they kind of went crazy on the free agent market. I remember talking to people at the time, and they're like, they didn't like that approach because it kind of felt like when you're really ready to ascend in year three, a lot of those guys are going to be either, you know, you're on their way out, or you wouldn't have as much capital to improve. Yeah, and so, you know, I think that, so I think this is clearly an approach that is more with an eye toward long-term building more than it is like a quick fix, because this does not look like a quick fix. Now, can they go out and play well? Yeah, because I think there's a lot of things we just don't know about what is the impact of the defensive staff, and there's just the scheme, the play calling. What is the impact of the play calling on the quarterback, the offensive line, et cetera? So I think there's a lot of things we don't know yet, and how good is Jaden Daniels going to be and when? So those are all questions that if you answer them in the affirmative, well, you can be better than maybe people expect. But I do think you're right. Like, this is always, I think the vision here has always been on the long term, which is why you saw guys come in like Eckler, Ertz, and Wagner on 1 year deals and trying to lay that, you know, again, they've talked about creating identity and all that. So I think that's, you know, I think that's a big thing for them. And then if you win in addition to that, that's good. Yeah. But I think they know, like, it's like we know what the roster looks like. This was not an overnight fix. So. I mean, there's still a little ways to go here.
Totally, man. And I think it's a good reminder. I do think it's cool to have high expectations for Jaden and be excited about Jaden.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? But I think Houston last year was the outlier. That's not the norm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think we're all well-served to remind ourselves that.
These guys don't have the pass rushers that Houston did, right? And there are certain other guys they hit on in the draft. Tank Dell comes out of nowhere, too, and C.J. Stroud has a really, really, really good rookie year. So I think, like, all those – and then the division is different. So all those things come into play, and not to make excuses, like, it may just be that Houston's roster was in a better spot, and the then D'Amico Ryans did a hell of a job, right? And so I think that there are a lot of things that go into that. But you know, listen, if Jaden Daniels goes out and plays pretty well, but we look at them and say, well, they got this solved, I think people are going to be pretty happy going into the offseason if you have that position, not just solved, but like he looks really good, because you haven't had that in a long time. I think I'd rather, if I'm a fan, I'd rather see that than they kind of stumble along and win seven games. But I'd rather see, like, you know, okay, I think you'd rather see them win a lot of games than have Jaden Daniels be the answer. But I think for this year, if you can create that sort of identity they want and play a way you want and then have the quarterback position like it's good, then that's
Don't you think that opens up, like, you get a quarterback everyone is behind him, and it seems like he's the guy. Free agents are willing to come to something like that.
1,000%.
You know, I think it opens up that whole aspect for the offseason.
I think, hell with Noah Brown. That's a dude that had options. Not that he's like, you know, if Jamar Chase hits free agency, I'm not trying to make a ridiculous comparison, but Brown had options.
Yeah. I don't think he's Jamar Chase, though, JP.
Fair point.
But what I'm saying is when you start building.
I agree with that. Yeah,
we sit here and we talk. When you start building something, you have to have something to offer people to make them want to choose your place over another place. And right now they're starting to work on the facilities. And then if you get a quarterback on top of it, man, please.
I agree with you. And then, like, there are little things, too, that I think people – they clearly in the league look at this organization far differently than they did more than a year ago. And it is such different hands. And then if you get that quarterback, then you're going to want guys – receivers like to go where there's a good quarterback because it helps them get paid. And
Peters –
quarterback instability.
Peters wouldn't have even taken an interview with this organization until the sale.
Yeah.
No.
You know, like,
hell no.
Right.
Hell no. I agree with that whole heart. I was thinking that when you started saying it, B-Mitch, that, like, this is going to, this, you get that solved. And then it's, then, you know, and if you hit on some of the other young guys, whether it's Coleman or Sinnott or you know, Samardzija, McCaffrey, if those guys start to look good too, then it's just, then I think it you know, for a fan, that's like, okay, they hit the draft and now these free agents are going to want to come here, and now maybe you can finally build a sustainable winner. And I think in the past I never really thought that was possible. It just wasn't set up. It was never conducive for long-term success ever.
Johnny, last thing, obviously the Commanders kick off next weekend, but it's college football kicking off this weekend. Have you watched this Connor Stallions documentary yet?
I have not, and I don't think I will. I've heard snippets and I've read stuff. I think there's a lot of contradictions that he offers. I think it's amazing that a guy who has this great memory for signs and can do all that can't remember if he was at a game a couple months earlier. So I just think for that school, Connor Stallions ain't walking through that door this year. That's my thought.
Dude, the passion between Ohio State and Michigan is so significant. Yeah. But dude, real quick, obviously the Buckeyes are supposed to be loaded. They kick off Saturday against Akron. I imagine they're going to throw 70 on them. You need that quarterback to be good. He's got to prove that, transfer from K-State. But I trust your eye and evaluation. Can you just tell the world that may not know yet about this freshman wideout that's supposed to be better than all of these Ohio State wideouts?
Jeremiah Smith. I mean, he's already going to start, and that's rare for a freshman. They're loaded at that position. This guy's coming to start already. Like, they're already talking about, like, this could be the best one of the group. And, like, we're talking, like, the Garrett Wilsons, the Olaves. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. and some of those guys saying, like, this guy could be better. So, yeah, I mean, I think that could be a very, very special group again. And
you got to prove it to us, John. You got to prove it.
1,000%. But, like, this is what they're saying going in. So we'll see how it plays out. But going in, that's what they're saying. And so,
is he a true freshman? Like, is this an 18-year-old kid?
He might be 17 starting school. You never know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to be really good. So, yeah. And this is the guy that people, they've been kind of waiting for him to get on campus and get going. So I think, listen, they should be really good. They should be really good every year. And I just think they put, like, the way they've approached this offseason, you kind of have to win. So, you know, you got to win.
John, thank you for the time, as always. Everybody check him out, ESPN.com, for all his written content and the John Keim Report.
Got B-Mitts on tomorrow. Fun talk.
Oh, how about that? All right, thank you, Johnny. We got a boogie.
Thanks, guys.
Make sure you give him a follow on X and Instagram. Here's the other thing you got to make sure you're doing. It's outdoor time right now. It's hotter than hell. You know the best time to chill out in your backyard? The fall. You get to watch football. Maybe you get the fire pit coming. I know it doesn't feel like it today, but the fall is coming. September starts this weekend. It's going to cool off. You're going to want to sit outside and enjoy football. The best way to do it is to transform your outdoor space with Offenbachers. For the finest outdoor furniture, fire pits, you can go hot tubs, swim spas. Head over to Offenbachers today. My boys Alex and Dave want you to check out the largest outdoor furniture showrooms in the area. You can discover a vast selection of styles. They've got it all, the traditional stuff, the new stuff, modern, ultra contemporary. They can take care of whatever you're looking for. Also, if you're thinking about putting a pool in your backyard and you don't want to spend $400,000 or whatever that might cost, consider a swim spa. With a swim spa, you can swim, play, and work out year-round at the exact water temperature of your choice. And that's a fraction of the cost of an in-ground pool. Also, you go check out Alex and Dave. They got financing options. Some of them are free for qualified buyers. You can go to Offenbachers.com or any of their four convenient D.C. area showrooms, Annapolis, Rockville, Herndon, or Gainesville. Check them out. At Offenbachers, they have outdoor specialists that can measure and give you design ideas. They helped me do it with my screened-in porch, and it has changed our house. I'm not lying to you. Tonight, I'm going to sit on my Offenbachers couch and watch college football, take part in a fantasy draft, and deal with AJ Ataie. Not many people on the planet want to do all that. Offenbachers makes it possible. Check them out today, and when you do, let them know JP Finley told you to go.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Shout out to Cody Betts, not only a tech executive, a Popeye's delivery man.
There you go.
Importantly.
Love it. Love it.
Now, the word is the The Popeyes in Ashburn is having some audio issues, Brian. I've told you, Popeyes chicken is so good they can get away with terrible customer service and do
JP,
what they want.
You said the Popeyes in Ashburn. Well, we started off the show and you had damn audio issues.
That wasn't my fault.
So are we bad because of the audio issue?
We call that working with Jeff-itis.
All right. Hey, I'm just saying.
Listen, you don't go to Popeyes in Maryland and D.C. Popeyes in Maryland and D.C. is a different vibe, man.
I know the one I go to is perfect.
The one on Wisconsin
Avenue?
Well,
I go to it multiple, and they all good to me.
All right. The one on Wisconsin Avenue in Tenleytown, closest to my house. Woo, boy. But the chicken's so damn good, I don't care.
Got a chicken place in that old ritzy spot. Man, you don't have the right people working in there.
All right, joining us right now is Will Kunkel from Houston. Sports Report, Kunkel. I'm trying to say this right, Will. How you doing, man?
Better than you, man. It's Kunkel. You're good, though.
All right. You say Kunkel?
Kunkel, yeah.
Kunkel. Okay, there we go.
Will, thank you for joining us. You can watch all Will's stuff down in Houston on Fox 26. You can follow him at Will Kunkel, Fox, F-O-X. Dude, I reached out this morning because I wanted to talk Noah Brown. Obviously, you're familiar with him. He had some games last year where he went crazy, and now, you know, Houston adds Steph Diggs. That receiver room's pretty loaded. They decide to move on. What can you tell us about Brown?
Like, he's a dude when he's on the field, and the possibility of him having a game is there. So what I'm saying is, if a guy goes down for the Texans and he's healthy and it's like the game plan like suits him, he can be that dude for that game. I kind of liken him to a guy in the NBA. Like, everybody can drop 30 on a given night, but can you do it night in and night out? Noah can't, but on a given day, like, he can be that dude, as we saw. And Nick Caserio does not give compliments to individuals easily. And yesterday he was like, honestly, like, Noah Brown was good, and he won us two games single-handedly last year, which he did against the Buccaneers and the Bengals. And shoot, you can even say the Titans, he played a role in that game too. And he gave him his props. So I think you guys are going to enjoy having him now that you at least have a quarterback to get him the ball.
Well, when you look at him, you say he has some injuries. What type of injuries has he had? Has it been something serious or just nagging things?
So it's nagging stuff, but it's also kept him out of games. So, I mean, it's serious enough where he's not playing or he's not tough enough to play through it. You know, I don't know what the answer is to that. But it was a situation where if Nico, Tank, or Stephon go down, you can't rely on him to be healthy. You can rely on Robert Woods to step in. He's been doing it for about a dozen years in the league, so you know he'll be available. So you just need someone to be available. You don't need that stud. You just need a guy that's going to be there every single Sunday. And Robert Woods is that guy for the Texans, whereas I think for the Commanders, it's a much better get for them to have Noah Brown because of he can be the flash in the pan that they probably need.
Do you think – were you surprised that Brown got released?
Yeah, I was surprised because he was good. But it makes sense based on their wide receiver room. Like, if you just look at all the wide receivers in the league, like, he can make any roster, and hence he found a team really quickly. But if you happen to be on a roster that has three of the best receivers in the game, it's going to be a tough situation for him. And that's just kind of where he found him. Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of
– Does he do more than just play receiver? Because, you know, I think all of this new special team stuff and, you know, if you got guys who can do multiple things. I was told by Joe Gibbs, the more you can do, the longer you can play. Does he just play receiver or he plays other stuff as well?
No, he's a receiver, and that's another reason. Because, for instance, the Texans kept a guy, Steven Sims, not a very good receiver, but he can play special teams. So he made the team over Noah Brown, not because he's a better receiver, not even close, but because of his versatility, and you can plunk him in here and there, and he can be useful.
Kind of going forward with this, what's Noah Brown's level of physicality? Because I know that the new regime here in Washington cares.
They like physical.
They want their receivers blocking on the edges. Is that something you think he could do?
You know, he did have games where it stood out. Now, here's the thing. If it's standing out, does that mean it's happening all the time? For instance, Nico Collins, when he did it, it was like, yo, Nico again got physical in the corner. Or like, Nico again, or keep an eye on Nico because we know that he's going to be blocking on the outside. So when Noah did it, it stood out. But to also be fair, he wasn't out there consistently. So whenever he was, it was like, oh, damn, look at Noah Brown doing X, Y, or Z. But I would not label him as a physical receiver, no.
Hey, Will, before we let you go, we'd be crazy not to ask you about the Texans. I mean, that's one of the most exciting kind of young up-and-coming teams in the NFL. How have they looked this preseason? And really, like, how fired up is the city of Houston having maybe the next dude in C.J. Stroud?
Like, the city's yoked. I mean, it's crazy. So I came from Charlotte. I covered the Panthers for 5 years. So everyone down here is like, man, you came at a good time. I mean, yes, I did, but let's not act like I didn't cover bad football for 5 years and earn a good season right now and a good quarterback.
Sure.
So C.J. Stroud is it. Like, he is the dude. They got to keep him healthy, keep him on his feet, and if you do that, you have a chance in this league. If you have a quarterback, you'll always be available. You saw that with the Chiefs last year. Like, they were not very good, but once they got to playoffs, Patrick Mahomes was Patrick Mahomes, and that was a wrap.
There you go.
This, I think the schedule is going to be tough for them, though. Like, the last year, they surprised a lot of teams. They had a last-place schedule. They got a first-place schedule this season. They got a gauntlet of games around Christmas with the Ravens, Dolphins, and somebody else, another stud team I can't remember off the top of my head. And it's like three games within 11 days. It's something stupid that the league did. So don't tell me about protecting the players. That's BS.
Sure. We've been saying that.
Are they playing that Christmas Day game that's like a Wednesday?
Yeah, they got the Ravens. Oh, they got Chiefs, Ravens, and Dolphins all within like 11 games, and they got that Christmas Day game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the thing about it, you look at your team, you get C.J. Stroud, but your defense is not bad itself, and you got them one of the best pass rushers out there.
No, and you add Danielle Hunter to that. I am worried about them being able to stop the run up the middle. They lost Sheldon Rankins, a lot of big bodies. Danico Autry suspended 4 games out the middle. And then Kamari Lassiter, he looks like a good CB2, but, like, listen, he hasn't played in a game in the NFL yet. He's a rookie, so, like, let's just hold water on that for a second. Christian Harris placed on the IL, designated to return, so your linebacking corps then. There are spots. Like, and that happens in the NFL today. You never have a complete team top to bottom. You're going to have holes. It's a matter of, can you mask those holes on given weekends with your game plan? And I think they might be able to do that. I think they win week one against the Colts, but I think it's going to not be a very pretty game, in particular because they're going to be having tough times stopping Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor on the ground because of the run defense.
Will, obviously football's kicking off, but, I mean, the Astros are the Astros, and they just keep competing for World Series titles. At what point does, like, the expectation for the Astros become World Series or bust?
Well, that's kind of been an interesting story around here because they got off to a cold start and the fan base, like, freaked out. I mean, like, Joe Espada is trash. Where's Dusty Baker? Meanwhile, last year they were trashing Dusty Baker. It's an interesting dynamic of expectations that they have. And I don't know that they really have it this year because they've played under 500 baseball against over 500 teams. They have not played well against those teams. And those are the teams you're going to play in the World Series, but the expectation is that they're going to go back to their eighth straight ALCS. There's a saying around here is that the Astros are inevitable, and it seems like that's the case.
Well, dude, congratulations. I don't know if you're aware of this, and unfortunately it carries no financial compensation, but you're now our official B. Mitch and Finley Houston correspondent. So thank you very much for responding to my DM.
Hell yeah.
I'm glad everybody else ignored you. Thanks, boys.
Appreciate you, Will.
Will Kunkel, give him a follow on Twitter, @ Will Kunkel Fox. Great information. Thank you, Will.
Appreciate it, man. He was good.
That was really good. All right, so that's kind of what I was expecting with Noah Brown. We've seen these flashes, but he also doesn't get a whole lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
He might get a bunch of opportunities.
Yeah, let's keep him healthy.
Yeah, for
keep
sure.
Him healthy.
Keeping him healthy.
Send him over to the Mitchell household. I'll get him tough.
Who's your guy with the – you were telling me to go to
RX, R3, baby. Get him right.
Yeah,
get him right.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Dan Quinn, Commanders head coach, joins us at 12:30. We'll get to ask him about Noah Brown, the newest Commander. Before I let you go, though, listen, you know I love Offenbachers. I just talked about Offenbachers. But this is what's important. This weekend is the Labor Day sale that you've been waiting for. From now until September 2nd, enjoy huge price cuts on outdoor furniture, patio umbrellas, fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas. Save up to 60% on select outdoor furniture, plus across-the-board discounts on almost everything else in the store. If year-round swimming in your own backyard is within reach at Offenbacher's because they've got the top quality swim spas. It's an affordable alternative to a traditional pool with temperature adjustments to keep you comfortable in any season. And don't forget about Offenbacher's hot tub collection. Hot tubs offer more than just hydrotherapy. They're perfect for all season relaxation and entertainment. Four great locations, Herndon, Rockville, Annapolis, and Gainesville. You can find your perfect outdoor escape easily. Check them out at Offenbacher's.com to learn more. Offenbacher's Home Escapes, where your dream outdoor space becomes a reality. Shop this weekend and save big. Check them out, my boys Dave and Alex, and let them know J.P. Finley sent you. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 10 minutes till noon. At 12:30, Dan Quinn will join the program.
Whoa.
This is Serious Football Day on B. Mitch and Finley at 4:30, Adam Peters will be on with Grant and Danny. So just put your radio on, leave it on all damn day. All right?
There you go.
You know, I don't know exactly what's going on, and I'm excited because Dan Quinn is a very, like, peaceful. I mean, he's obviously a straight linebacker meathead also, but he believes in being good to one another, I would say.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, angst in the air all of a sudden. You and Mitch Tischler just got into it. Ben Standig was very standoffish with us.
Mitch didn't get into it.
Jeff, it seems very upset on the text thread. What the hell's going on here?
I'm cool with everybody. His name is Mitch Tischler. You call him Big Mitch.
Hold on.
He's about 6'4", and how much? About 3+?
He's a big man.
I say, man, don't break that chair. You're a big-ass dude. I wasn't saying he was fat. I'm just saying he's a big dude. It's like a plastic chair.
These are little itty-bitty chairs. Yeah. Now, I don't know why Standig just completely
agreed. Well, he actually spoke. I was just messing with
him. We tried to say good morning.
He said, what's up, guys?
Oh, did he?
I was just being a little rude to him.
All right, that's cool with me. And then what about...
If it ain't rude, it ain't right, though.
What about Jeff? Jeff, what the hell are you all worked up about?
The last text from
Jeff is, man, y'all can miss me with that.
No.
All I know is I'm looking in, I'm in the...
In the
back of the studio, and I'm not showing on the air.
No, hear me out.
Yeah, I don't think the stream's worked in an hour.
Yeah, that's because when you just went to break, right, B, your camera was just frozen on whatever you was doing at that back table, so I couldn't turn that on because it looked like you was eating.
Dude, when I went to break?
If there's one thing Brian has proven is he does not care if the world knows
he's
eating.
Yeah, but I've been sitting down since we started the segment.
Yeah,
but the last segment, I wasn't up there either.
Your camera was frozen to where you was up, so I didn't want it to look like that on the air. But, nah, I was saying in the text thread when I was like, yo, we literally told you dude name before you said it. And then you said, well, when I was trying to talk to you, I said, y'all not putting this on me. Y'all not throwing me under the bus for this one. That's why I said, y'all can miss me with that.
Who calls the guest? That's the question we want to know.
I do. But we
okay,
also
so therefore, you could let him know the answer he was trying to ask. That's all he was saying, I think.
We did, though. Right before we let him know, he does.
To have such big ears, his ass can't hear.
And y'all put that on me. I just wasn't.
No, well, y'all didn't put it on you.
I wasn't getting thrown under the bus this time.
He put it on you. He put it on you over the air. I just texted.
How about I explain what actually happened here?
Okay. Yeah, because none of it makes any sense whatsoever.
So here's what happened. The guy that we just had on had like a little bit of an unusual last name. So JP wanted to know how to pronounce it.
Kunkel.
That Kunkel is the guy's name.
K-U-N-K-E-L.
Okay, I'm going to have to turn BMH off. I told JP how to pronounce the guy's name immediately before he came on. JP pronounced it incorrectly. I got annoyed. For some reason, Jeff decided to involve himself. And then JP got annoyed, and JP pointed out that earlier in the show, he had tried to talk to Jeff, and Jeff wasn't here. Jeff didn't know this because he wasn't here, so he has no idea that happened. Jeff thought he was, for some reason, being criticized over the guest's name pronunciation, when in reality, he shouldn't have involved himself in the first place, and he was actually being criticized for not being there earlier in the show, although in Jeff's defense, he actually should have been gone when he was. And then Beamish got involved, and then Jeff and Beamish don't know what's going on.
And hold on.
I know everything about what's going on. The damn man's name is Kunkel. I don't need to talk to your ass or anybody else to find out how to say K-U-N-K-E-L.
What the hell are you talking about? About this and many other things, I've never been so enraged in my life.
Nobody cares if you get enraged. I'm so angry.
Always enraged.
Landville, no, you often get enraged.
I cannot possibly express to you enough. I've never been so angry in my life as I am today.
Yo, And I didn't Lanfield,
we don't
myself.
Care if you get mad. You're mad at everything.
Yeah,
who gives
I was about
a
to
damn?
Say, I didn't insert
Jeff's
myself.
Out here inserting himself.
No, I didn't
pause,
insert
dog.
Myself.
Pause.
Here's what we're gonna JP. Do.
Here's what we're gonna do. In an effort to, for some level of sanity, we're all gonna take a deep breath. Dan Quinn, head coach of the Washington Commanders, joins us at 12:30. When we come back, we haven't taken a look around the NFL yet. Deshaun Watson, they've reworked his deal. Jacoby Brissett, named starter in New England. Nobody go anywhere. Everybody take a deep breath. Later on this afternoon, we're going to give away some Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.